Respected viewers of my nation, Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Umar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who passed away in 885 after Hijri, writes, because the messengership of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is all inclusive of the entire world, and his prophethood is accompanied by the ijaz of Quran. There is no need for a new messenger or prophet to be sent, and therefore no prophet will be born after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This is what necessitated that no son of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam reached the age of puberty, because if the coming of Prophet after the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had been decreed in the knowledge of Allah Almighty, then for the honor and dignity of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he would have certainly been from the offspring of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most exalted and honorable of all the prophets. But Allah Almighty has decided for the honor and glory of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that no prophet will come after him. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last prophet of Allah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.